I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Breaking news just into the APR newsroom, football, rifle, and bowling are coming back to the University of Alabama at Birmingham. President Dr. Ray Watts decided this morning to reverse the earlier decision after meetings with UAB supporters continued through the weekend. He says donors have pledged to make up the estimated $17.2 million deficit over the next 5 years if football was restored. Dr. Watts announced 6 months ago the university could not sustain the football, bowling, and rifle programs due to financial reasons. A report says it would cost $49 million over 5 years to field a competitive program. Watts says they have dropped an indoor practice facility from that equation, but are still raising about $13 million towards a turf practice field and a new field house. The University of Alabama team won its second national championship in 3 years, but it wasn't in athletics. APR's Alex Aubuchon has more on Alabama's robotics mining team.
Alabama's astrobotics team won NASA's Robotic Mining Championship last week after building their own autonomous robot capable of navigating and mining the surface of Mars. The competition was held at Cape Canaveral on simulated Martian terrain. Teams from 47 universities were tasked with building robots that could navigate obstacles, gather soil, and even find ice buried beneath the surface. In addition to winning the overall championship, the University of Alabama's team won first place in several categories, including mining, autonomous operation, and efficiency in communication. The team also received a Caterpillar Award for full autonomy. NASA hopes some of the design concepts used in the competition robots might inspire future devices deployed to Mars. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
Today marks the opening of the 2015 Atlantic hurricane season. Federal forecasters are predicting a quieter than average season with 3 to 6 hurricanes expected. Art Faulkner is director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency. He says once a hurricane appears, it can be dangerous to rely too much on forecast models.
We've seen hurricanes change track overnight. The sun goes down. It's predicting to go one place, and it ends up moving 120 miles, which can impact any of three states and even intensify.
Faulkner says the danger from a hurricane depends on where you live. Partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley and Mobile and Gulf Coast areas tonight, and a 50% chance of an early thunderstorm tonight in central Alabama. 73 in Mobile, 81 in Jasper, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, Selma, and Montgomery. I'm Mackenzie Bates, APR News.